This is Farms Food Future, a podcast that's good for you, good for the planet, and good for farmers. Brought to you by the International Fund for Agricultural Development, I'm Brian Thompson.
And co-presenting this edition, I'm Michelle Tang.
Have you ever thought to search about agriculture on Facebook and TikTok? Well, this episode is here to tell you that you can. In episode 56, we're exploring how rural and indigenous youth are using social media to discuss the issues affecting their communities in the farming world.
Supported by the Rural for Young People Puentes Grant, EFAT's Rural YouTubers and TikTokers competition aims to boost youth's economic prospects through rural-urban integration. The participants are storytellers on social media, sharing initiatives that preserve their heritage, agriculture, and biodiversity through captivating videos.
From a diverse pool of 2,400 participants spanning 10 countries, we're excited to chat with the standout winners today. But first, we hear from Daniel Anavitarte, IFAD's country director for Bolivia.
We'll be talking to him about how the digital evolution is shaping rural landscapes and its impact on rural retention. Then we hear from the three award-winning rural content creators, Roman Rojas from Colombia, Myra Pinto from Honduras, and Shakira Chura from Bolivia.
Don't forget, we want to hear from you, what you think about our stories, and who you want us to be talking to. So please get in touch with us at podcasts@ifad.org. You can also subscribe to this podcast via your favourite podcast platform. And please don't forget to rate us. Coming up, we hear from IFAD's Daniel Anavitarte.
You're listening to Farms Food Future with me, Michelle Tang, and Brian Thompson. Empowering rural communities through increased opportunities serves as a catalyst, encouraging individuals to choose and thrive in their hometowns.
Our reporter, Rosa Gonzalez, spoke to IFAD's Daniel Anavitarte about IFAD's Rural for Young People Puentes Grant and Youth as Agents of Change.
Welcome, Daniel, and thank you for joining us today to speak on the Puentes Rural for Young People initiative. This project focuses on gastronomy, hospitality, and family farming as spaces of opportunity. How do these sectors create economic opportunities?
Thank you for inviting me. These sectors are very conducive for economic opportunities, in particular job creation. Based on local biodiversity, youth can serve as the link to connect local producers to these new markets through, for example, entrepreneurships, new business, technology, and even social media. For example, several young people started their own business to produce and promote local products from the rural area, but including value-added and transformation of these products thanks to the training they receive through this grant.
Mm-hmm. And how would you say empowering young people through these initiatives can help support the local economies?
Many of these products that the young people showcase come from their area, and they are mainly produced for a long time by their families. And this grant has provided the opportunity to put some value added to these products, access new markets, and this has provided a source of income and a source of new opportunities for these local communities through these young people that has been trained by this grant. As we know, there's important migration from rural areas to cities. This type of projects like Rural for Young People Grant are recognizing that situation, that migration is happening. Therefore, they're trying to build a bridge. And that's why then the name of the grant in Spanish is Puentes.
Definitely, such a nice metaphor as that. So what has been the learning process that led you to create Rural YouTubers and TikTokers Contest?
We realized that young content creators tell success stories to a specific audience that we in IFAD would like to target. They have the capacity now to produce content on the rural realities, on the rural possibilities. One of the lessons learned we have obtained through this TikToker and YouTuber contest is that if we want to engage with this new generation of young people, we need to include more of these social outreach techniques and media in our core project. So we need to do some sort of trainings, and projects like the ones IFAD fund are well suited to bridge that gap and to help these young creators to push their message out. And it will be a message for rural development, and that resonates very well with our mandate. We have seen that with the examples that we listened today about Shakira in Bolivia or Roman in Colombia. Rural areas are key for many day-to-day life in cities, especially food production, but also cultural heritage, local traditions, religion. To have an extra voice and a very innovative and appealing new voice to convey this message of rural development is always welcome. And we have over 2,000 applicants to the contest. We were expecting about 500, and it was four times the outreach that we were expecting.
Mm-hmm, definitely. What do you think these success stories can teach us?
What they can teach us is the beauty of their regular rural life in the regions where they live, and how through these rural areas they are seeking new development opportunities for them. They are promoting new businesses, and also on the experiences and the relations they have with their local communities, and also the relation of these rural young people with their environment, with the biodiversity. So how everything is connected, and they give a great value to have this, and for them to show us this day-to-day, it can help us to put a greater value on taking care of these rural communities and promoting their development.
Thank you to Danielle and our reporter, Rosa. We're lucky enough to host here in Rome content creators Roman, Mayra and Shakira for the awards ceremony of the Rural YouTubers and TikTokers competition. Stay tuned to hear from them.
You're listening to episode 56 of Farms Food Future with me, Michelle Tang, and Brian Thompson. Our reporter Rosa Gonzalez sat down with these award-winning rural indigenous content creators. Roman is from Urumita in La Guajira, Colombia, and first embarked on this project over a year ago. Through his content, he uses his design skills to highlight the cultural richness, history and museums of his hometown to tell the stories and culture of La Guajira, the Caribbean and Colombia to the world.
Mayra is a Honduran native born in Tegucigalpa. Alongside managing a family micro-enterprise, she co-founded Chipes.org, an initiative focused on bird watching to promote environmental awareness. That's written Chipes.org.
Finally, we hear from Shakira from La Asunta in the Yungas, northern La Paz, Bolivia. Through supporting her parents in agriculture, she has always wanted to showcase her community and its produce, gastronomy, clothing, and culture on platforms like TikTok and Facebook. Let's hear from Rosa.
Today we have with us the winners of the Rural YouTubers and TikTokers contest, Roman Rojas from Colombia.
Hello, good morning. I am Roman Rojas from Colombia, and I am very grateful to be here.
Mayra Pinto from Honduras.
Nice to meet you. Delighted to be here sharing experiences with all of you.
And Shakira Shuta from Bolivia.
Yes, delighted to be at IFED and very excited.
Welcome to the podcast, and thank you for being here with us today. First, I'd like to ask you, what is the main thing you've learned from this experience about your communities, environments, and your identity?
Honestly, the main focus for this content creation experience is to gain a deeper understanding of our communities. Sometimes, certain ideas or stereotypes exist about rural areas. Making these videos is like changing this preconception people may have about rural areas being remote and backward, because in reality, they offer many opportunities. As I express in my video, we need to view rural areas as places filled with technology, understanding technology as knowledge, not just the latest gadgets, but as places with a wealth of wisdom and techniques applied to various contexts.
In my case, I learned a lot from this experience, and I think it's crucial to showcase what each of our communities has to offer. Firstly, so that the people within these communities can take pride in what we have. And secondly, so that the rest of the world and other cultures can learn about our experiences, what we value and what makes us proud.
This is to prevent the people in the cities from discriminating against rural areas, thinking that young people here lack opportunities because it reinforces stereotypes. We need to change them in order to have even more opportunities.
So what are the focus areas of the videos you have created for the contest? And is there any specific lesson you have taken from your country, something new you have learnt about your community that you might have not known before?
Well, in the case of my video, I recorded it in Palmar de Varela, a municipality in the Colombian Caribbean, very close to Barranquilla, world famous for its carnival. I truly got to know and learn a lot about how rural people take great pride in their rural roots. Spaces like this allow us to share the value that each of us has in our areas, enabling others to truly understand and hear about our communities directly from the native people. For my video, I asked myself two questions, because it focuses on the story of the farmer. Since the theme was agricultural and rural-oriented, the story revolves around farmers under this statement: the person who cultivates the land is more important than the land itself. It is no use having land without people to cultivate it. So in the video, you'll witness life through a farmer's eyes, their daily routine, the techniques they employ, and how the countryside has evolved to enhance their activities and workdays. So the two questions I asked myself were, where does our food come from, and who produces it? The video will answer these questions so that people ultimately understand the importance of preserving farmers within the agricultural chain. In my case, in Colombia, but it can apply to anywhere in the world.
In my case, it's similar in the sense that we aim to ensure fair payment to farmers and those who produce near our area. We use the products they harvest to process and sell to others. Honduras is a major coffee-producing region. I had visited farmers before, but I had the opportunity to visit one with highly standardized processes, organic certifications, and fair trade practices. It was wonderful to witness the entire process from planting and harvesting to collection and good practices.
That's really interesting. I come from a hot region, Los Yungas, where agriculture, particularly bananas and walusa, does really well. I want to show the world that there are opportunities in Los Yungas and rural areas. In my video, the focus is on showcasing the cuisine of my region, Los Yungas. We don't need processed or derived products. We produce everything from our land and it's purely natural and healthy.
Do you believe that projects like this one encourage young people living in rural communities to stay in their regions and provide them with more opportunities?
Well, yes, I believe so, because as these videos and spaces emerge, people from outside realize that the countryside is full of opportunities. This could attract more investment, reducing migration from rural to urban areas. Instead, with investors and resources concentrated in rural areas, people might stay and see the countryside as a place full of opportunities, which it already is. But these initiatives help showcase it even more.
It definitely helps, in the sense that the content, even though it's created for external audiences, people within the communities watch them too. This makes people aware of certain facts, even if they are predetermined or part of everyday life, that some may not have known. For example, in our region, there's a hummingbird, a commonly found bird in a very restricted area. Thanks to videos like the one we've made, some people have realized that Honduras is home to this common bird, which they may not have known. And many other facts are generated from this as well. As we said before, it's about re-evaluating each one of us, the people living in these communities, learning through this content, and taking pride in what we have in each of them. From there, we can discover opportunities and be ready when they come. Go ahead, Shakira.
Adelante, Shakira. Thanks. Yes, of course, it generates opportunities. In my case, when I posted on my social media, comments started pouring in from my followers. They asked, how did you find out? Where? Who's investing in this project? And so on. They got more enthusiastic, started searching online, researching, and I kept providing them with information. And I think it's important.
To complement my colleague's point, it's true. When people see contests or a trip to Rome, Doubts arise about its authenticity, given the prevalence of scams. Being here today, proving that we were the winners, that we came, and that we already are ambassadors for both ICCO and IFAD. It shows people that it's real, that nothing is impossible, and it demonstrates that dreams are achievable through hard work. We are the living proof. And from now on, people will be more motivated by our story to participate in the upcoming editions.
Absolutely. So now that you have achieved this recognition, what are your future plans with social media?
To enter the contest, I created a YouTube channel, and people started watching it while I was participating. I want to continue sharing these stories and make my channel a medium for discovery, starting locally and expanding to cover rural agricultural topics, inform people about specific Colombian towns, and eventually become a platform for global stories when I can travel to Honduras or Bolivia. My channel's motto is, knowing a place's history is as important as visiting it.
That's right. In my case, I've always enjoyed learning and exploring various disciplines. A couple of years ago, I identified a small niche with great potential: birdwatching. I'm passionate about birds, and through initiatives similar to this one, I met a girl in Guatemala who has since become a friend. Together, we've complemented our skills and created a website called chipes.org. That's chipes.org, where we generate digital content, mainly in text. Thanks to this wonderful rural video project, we started producing more content in video format that nowadays is much more accessible. We would like to continue focusing on birdwatching as a means for conservation and for exploring destinations in rural areas. These are ecotourism destinations teeming with biodiversity, not only birds but also plants and various types of animals, including reptiles. Secondly, we aim to inspire young people to keep creating content, helping to appreciate what we have in our rural areas and sharing it with the world.
Of course. Well, in my case, I want to contribute growing, creating content, and showcasing the rural world. I want to highlight my region, Los Yungas, which isn't well known. That's why I got more involved. Nobody was promoting it. I wanted to inspire and reveal what Los Yungas is, its activities, gastronomy, culture, attire, its unique characteristics. It makes me proud, so I want to keep doing so and expand my Facebook page.
So what advice would you give to other young people who want to do the same as you, convey what they have in their communities to the rest of the world?
My advice is to take the risk, because even if you don't win, you'll always learn something. Those who didn't win or were finalists aren't here like us, but they learned about editing, filming, script writing. There's always something to gain.
I completely agree. And something I'd like to convey is, if you already have the idea of creating this type of content, the key is to start with what you have, with your resources, with your mindset. Along the way, you refine details and opportunities arise. I'm fascinated by a quote from Seneca that says, "Luck is what happens when preparation meets opportunity." Always be prepared so that when an opportunity comes, you can seize it. We may have opportunities, but without preparation, we might miss them.
Well, I'll say keep growing, keep creating content. I find it very interesting to show our region and rural life to the world. Stay motivated, stay consistent, keep posting content, and don't lose heart. There might be negative comments, maybe due to discrimination, but keep making the most of it and venture into social media.
Thank you very much to Roman, Myra, and Shakira for joining us in the studio. You can watch the winning videos on YouTube and on the Video Rurales page. That's at videos, Rurales.
And that brings us to the end of episode 56. Thanks, as always, to our producer here in Rome, Francesco Manetti, to our reporter, Rosa Gonzalez, and to Jehee Lee and Charlotte Winkler.
But most of all, thanks to you for listening to episode 56 of Farms Food Future, brought to you by the International Fund for Agricultural Development.
Don't forget to check out our latest podcasts in podcast 54 and 55. We talked about the importance of nutrition, youth, and women in shaping food systems around the world. Join us again in 2 weeks for episode 57 on the second Monday in April for an episode on indigenous responses to climate change and how they fight it with traditional knowledge.
Remember, we want to hear from you. What do you think about our stories and who you want us to be talking to? So please get in touch at podcasts@efad.org and send us your voice or text messages to this address, and we'll be happy to play you out in the next show. Also, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast via your favorite podcast platform, and please rate us.
And once again, we'll be trying to be good for you, good for the planet, and good for the farmers. Until then, from me, Brian Thompson.
And from me, Michelle Tang, and the team here at EFAT.
Thanks for listening.